B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Every Monday at this time, I love talking to this man. We chop it up over the week that is the Sixers. We got a big week because he had a game yesterday against the Suns and his cousin. And we got a game tomorrow night against Milwaukee. You can hear him at night on the Fanatic, a great basketball man in the post. He's a great sportsman, 4-for-4 guy. Devon Givens. Devon.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? Good afternoon.
Good, brother. Good. So, do you ever, like, when they play your cousin, does it go back to that night? I'm just curious because we every time we play your cousin, I think back to that night, and of course I think back to it often when I will see his name in a box score. But do you go back to that draft night?
No. Occasionally, of course, just because of conversation when people bring it up to me, and you know, after a while, it's like, well, you know, he should be on this team and all those things, which he should. But you know, we're now 5 years in. 4 years in, and I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? You know, he's there. He's having success. They're playing well, and he's part of their foundation. He's a core piece of what they do. So I only go back to that night when it's directly brought up, like we're talking about it now, because we moved on. And since moved on after the trade was done, you know, the initial hurt was there because he did want to play here. He wanted to play here. He thought that was a possibility. And he was all set. And once it happened, everybody was straight. You know, I'm doing the draft that night, and I'm texting with the family while they're in New York because he was in the green room. Well, you know, at the draft. And it was just a wild night. But since then, you know, you just move on. And 4 years in, he's a son, and he's having the time of his life out there. So not really, not anymore.
So, all right, let's look at the, and I appreciate that. That's kind of the answer I expected from you, too, because you're a rational dude. So let me ask you this. There's a lot of panic in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And, look, I thought Harden played really well Friday night. Last night he didn't shoot well. Yeah, you're going to need to shoot well for the playoffs. But I did. I thought they played well. That's a really good team. Chris Paul's having Chris Paul back is completely different. And it was just a great basketball game. And I'm looking at one for tomorrow night.
I agree. And first of all, when we talked about this trip, the obviously success would be to sweep the 3-game trip out west. Not an easy thing to do. They take the 2 in Los Angeles, which could be a trap because of Los Angeles eating you alive and you get caught up in the atmosphere of being in L.A., but they were ready to go in both games. Took out the Lakers a little light, but they won the game. And the game last night, they were in it with 5 minutes to go, made it 101-100, and you thought, okay, this is going to go down to the wire, which it kind of did, but the Suns do what the Suns do. Now, I go back to with what head coach Doc Rivers said last night. He talked about the team, and you and I can look at it, and Andrew and the listeners out there, we can look at it and say, all right, coming down the floor, that was a bad possession, right? And we'll say, okay, that was a wasted one right there. But one of the things that Doc Rivers revealed last night was that they had 17 wasted possessions on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
And because they keep track of those things. And that's important to note going forward because we also look at it. And how many of those are James Harden's, to your point? Whether it's a dribble, dribble, dribble situation and he takes a bad shot or he gets to the basket and it doesn't finish at the rim. He feels he gets fouled. Doesn't happen. And all of a sudden, the team is going the other way, like when Landry Shamet hit 3 after he was playing to the official.
And you we've know, seen that this year from him.
Yeah.
It's with the rule change special.
Yeah, yeah. And when the ball doesn't swing enough and they're not touching it enough, the ball going around the movement. So those things are something to keep an eye on as we have 8 games left and a huge one, as you pointed out, tomorrow night in South Philly. They have to, again, and we talked about this so many times after the trade. You have a short amount of time to tighten the screws when you bring in 3 new players in Harden, Millsap, and Jordan and try to fit them in, most importantly Harden. Well, you have to, again, tighten those screws to get things right before the postseason because it's not going to be easy. In the first round, the second round, or the conference finals, if you're lucky enough to get there, it's not going to be easy. And he also has to adjust his game. He was great against the Clippers. He had it rolling in that second quarter and ended with 25 by the half, rebounding the ball, doing everything. Last night, he was 0 for 6, if not for those threes. He was 2 for 5 from deep. Inside the three-point line, he was 0 for 6. That cannot happen.
Oh, no. That cannot happen, without a doubt. And that's what, you know, it's interesting. I kind of broke it down this way. In a seven-game series, right, I need Harden to have at least, like, two terrific games, right? Like, two superstar games. I'll allow for one complete flop game and four star games, solid, you know, star games. And if you can get that, you're going to be fine. Because I know what I'm getting from Embiid. And if you can get that, you can get to the conference finals, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and the defense just has to be there along with it as they go. But you're right. Joel Embiid will win you in a series. You know, just in a series, Joel Embiid will win you 1.5 games or maybe two because of how special he is. Then you'll get the contributions from Maxey and Harris, and some bench night that night will happen as well. But you're 100% right with James Harden as a star player in this league, as a guy who was brought in for that very reason that you talk about. He has to give you that type of game in any type of series, of course, as they try to make a long postseason run.
So when you look at the rest of the year, now you got one more big test with Milwaukee tomorrow night.
Right.
How do you kind of, you know, how do you approach? Because now I need some maximum rest. Like, I need them playing because I need Joe not to get out of shape quickly, because he could do that with rest, or get a little sluggish, you know. But I really need to dial them back down.
Well, you only have two back-to-backs, and there's only one that matters, which is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, against Charlotte. And then I think Cleveland, the second one on Sunday night. And that's the only one that really matters. After this game against Milwaukee, Charlotte and Cleveland, to me, and Toronto as well, but you can figure out where to mix it in when you play Indiana and Detroit. You can find ways to potentially give them a low management type of night. But tomorrow's a must win. I believe you need to take seriously those two games this weekend against Charlotte and Cleveland, and then go from there in terms of looking for those spots to get them a little bit of rest. And the other good part is they're going to have about a week off rest-wise because of when the play-in tournament takes place and when the actual playoffs tip off the following weekend what would that be, around the 16th, 17th?
Yeah.
So they would have a little bit of time for rest. And I agree with you. I don't want to give them too much rest where you get, you know, you lose your legs and you lose your way. But I believe Doc Rivers can find some ways there, and I think there are enough games played at this point where if he misses two or three, as far as the MVP conversation goes, where he's firmly in the mix for that with the games played already this season. So tomorrow's huge. The Cleveland and Charlotte game is on the weekend are big, and then of course the Toronto game he has to play in that one. Other than that, you just mix in a night off here and there.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, it's pretty wild, too. You look at the standings, it's amazing, right? I mean, you know, Boston, Miami, and Boston suffers a big loss with Williams. That's a huge loss. So you got Boston, Miami, at both at 47 and 28. Sixers, Bucks, a half game back at 46 and 28. It's pretty amazing how close you are to securing that top seed, man.
Yeah, and they have the easiest schedule. You would look at it right now, Tuesday night. And again, the other games where you have to respect them and pay attention to, they have the easiest schedule. So there's a pathway to get to that number one seed. And look, and I know a lot of people are trying to position, say they want to position the Sixers a certain way to match up with your opponent. Look, just get the number one seed. You're already in the top four. I think this is going to be the top four. No changes there except for those four shuffling from one through four. But my goal, regardless of what happened this season with their tough home record, and of course, regardless of what happened against the Atlanta Hawks in that second round last year, I still want number one, because anytime that there's an opportunity for a game one and a game seven on my home floor, whatever round, I want that to be on my terms, on my floor when I get to the playoffs. So I hope they're able to do it. Again, the pathway is there, and I hope they, of course, just take things seriously enough to find a way to get that number one seed.
I'm with you. All right, last thing real quick, Devon.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay, Villanova. That's such a sin. Justin Moore, man.
Yeah, that was tough.
It's such a sin. With that, dude, what an amazing run. Again, three Final Fours in 6 years. And, geez, if Justin Moore's healthy, they got every chance. They could beat that Kansas team.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think this is the best job that he has done.
He's amazing.
I know about 16 and, of course, 18. You were going in as one of the favorites and winning those two, but to basically be six deep with this team and Justin Moore, Colin Gillespie and Justin Moore, your two best players, and mixing in some of the other guys. I like Daniels a lot as well. Now it's time for someone else to step up. It is the same because the way that they were playing and knowing that you only go as deep as they do, it's tough because now it's really tough. You're probably going to have to insert Archie Diacono in there and maybe take some of those minutes from Justin Moore's absence. It's tough because I find it really hard. Now, I'll never bet against Jay because we've seen what he can do, and he'll have a game plan. He has a few days to get ready for this, but it's that much harder with Justin Moore not being there.
Yeah.
So important to that team. So important.
I know. Great stuff, as always, my brother. Love it. Thank you, man. In the post, baby. And we'll get you a full night tonight, right?
Yeah, 6 to 10 tonight, talking a lot of Sixers, mixing some Eagles stuff. Of course, you got to talk about Will Smith and all that stuff. So,
what's the violation? Which team are you on, Will Smith or Chris Rock?
I'm partial to Will just because of, we come from the same area. And growing up in my area, and I mean, you're from South Philly and all that stuff too, and so maybe it's the same code there. There were a few things that were always off limits.
Your mom.
Your kids growing up. Number one is
your
mom.
Yep.
You say anything to mom, about mom, you get into fist fights there about that. And then when you get older, it's the significant other or the kids. And the thing for me is we don't know what Will and Chris, with the relationship wise, what has been talked about, what has been discussed behind the scenes. Something triggered him enough where I'm
like, she did. Oh, he left and he looked at her. Right? And then she gave that look like, yo, dude, you going to do something?
Yeah. Well, hey, it is what it is. I'm on Will's side. I'm sorry it had to be Chris Rock.
And I'm a big Chris Rock fan.
I'm sorry it had to be Chris Rock. I'm a Will guy, and I'm not saying everything Will does is right, but he had his reason, whatever that reason was.
Yeah.
It was Jada. He did whatever he had to do.
I got one problem, though. If you're going to sneak the dude, you got to knock him out.
He didn't sneak him. He walked right up to him.
But you think Chris Rock is thinking that he's going to go throw hands?
Somebody walking up to me.
We're not the stage of the Oscars.
Yeah, well, Chris Rock is from New York, so I'm...
Listen, I hear you. That's me, though. I don't think Chris Rock expected him to go, sneak him. Like, but here's the thing is, if you're going to do it, you better knock his ass out.
Because one of the worst forms of disrespect against...
I know, slap.
A slap and a spit in the face.
Yeah.
That's the two things that you don't do. And he disrespected him big time on national TV.
Yeah.
And I got a kick out of it a little bit. Again, sorry it had to be Chris Rock, but Will did whatever Will did, and we'll find out more. he took it on the chin, didn't he?
He did.
He took it on the chin.
I thought it should have been strong a little more. Come on, dude. And by the way, if I'm Chris Rock, If you're Chris Rock, you got to go, listen, I may or may not be back after commercial.
Hey, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Can't let him do that to you on national TV.
Hey, I do respect him, though, for not pressing charges. How about that?
You can't do that.
He assaulted him.
Stop. Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Yeah, come on.
All right, brother. Great stuff, man.
Thank you, man.
See you, buddy. Devon, 6 to 10 tonight. Listen, he's the best.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.